It's so important to be connected with somebody. You can't do it on your own. If we're connected with a group that we feel is going in the direction that we want to go in, then we can learn and discover some things about the purpose that God has given us. Part of being connected to a group helps us to refine that calling that God has given us, or to refine the gift that God has given us in order to fulfill a purpose. I like this statement. Groups are powerful. Great companies use them effectively. They believe that together they can move any big mountain. In other words, they can solve any big problem. They can move mountains, and when they work together, things can happen, things can make a difference. Together we can change the world, or you can change your world when we're working together. I like the statement that Michelin Company put it out. Working in this group is a personal choice that brings motivation and purpose. It calls for a mutual commitment between you and the company, which begins when you join the company and continues throughout a personalized long-term career. Moving forward together reiterates our core values and presents the commitments we make and those we expect of you. Moving together means attracting and retaining talented people around the globe and passing on our culture and our know-how. It is the key to our future success. Moving forward together. When we're working together as a group, we take on a certain culture. And we want to move with the culture of heaven and to release that into the environment that we live in, because that's what an embassy does. It takes a group who have come together and also are willing to contribute something. It's not much good of being a part of a group and not being able to contribute anything. In other words, you don't join a group and just there to suck everything out of the group. Let me say that again. You don't come to a group just to suck in everything out of the group without contributing anything. Jesus in John 12:27 said, "My soul is troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose I have come." Jesus knew his purpose. Jesus knew the ultimate call for what he had came to do. Nobody else could fulfill Jesus' purpose. Jesus knew his purpose. He had a purpose that nobody else could fulfill. God has designed you specifically for a specific purpose so that you could fulfill your destiny upon the earth. Nobody else could fill Jesus' purpose, and I want to say nobody else can fulfill your purpose. Now, if you neglect your purpose, I believe God will move somebody else in to try to do something and try to make it happen, but I'm convinced they could never do it the way you could. The way you could do it if you stepped in. Because you're the best you there'll ever be. There'll nobody be a better you than you. So how important it is to be a part of a group. To be a part of a group, we can actually find our identity. When we try to do things alone, we'll find ourselves all alone. But no, God has made us for a purpose. He has made us to be connected with one another so that we can find our purpose in life. It's important to have a company that believes like you. It's important to have a people who believe the same thing you believe. It's important to have a people who that you don't have to try to convince them to start thinking your way. But you come to a company who believes, who are actually going in the same direction that you are. As you do that, you'll begin to find your place amongst the company of believers, amongst a group of people who are sold out to the thing that you are sold out to. You know, we as believers, we're people of faith. We want to believe the Word of God. We want to believe that by standing on His Word, we can accomplish great things. We want to confess that all things are possible through Christ who strengthens us. We want to be a people who believe that when you get a report from the doctor that says you got to die, that report really is not the truth of the matter at all. The truth of the matter is that by the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are healed. If you are part of a group like that, if you're a part of a group that believes that, then when you get a bad report, you can come to this group and say, "Well, this is the bad report that I've got." And everybody around you will say, "Yeah, but we'll listen to the report of the Lord. We'll pay attention to the report that God says about it, that He has declared that Jesus Christ has taken our sickness and diseases and carried them away." Amen. Man, when we're in that type of group, that can encourage us. That'll help us to get where we want to go. Being in a group of like mind can save us from a lot of distress and encourage us in the things of God.